USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is confident in the economy's eventual revival as states begin to reopen.
I think that our economy has a chance as we reopen now to get back to where it was. You know, we were so strong a couple of months ago. We had to take this pause. But I think as we begin getting back, people are going to be pleased to be back at work and get that economy going.
Business leaders view anti-lockdown protesters with skepticism, with some keeping them at arm's length. Protesters are continuing to gather all across the United States, including Illinois, where in downtown Chicago, this protester has a message for Illinois Democrat J.B. Pritzker.
The governor's overstepping his bounds. 30 days are up. He needs to go home, take his silver spoon, and feed some of the people with it.
Protesters also unhappy with the fact that Pritzker's family is not obeying the lockdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The White House is keeping the nation's top infectious disease expert from testifying on Capitol Hill. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee's subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing.
Whether to open beaches and other outdoor spaces is a major consideration for governors and mayors this weekend as more of the country looks to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is leaving it up to his local leaders to make those decisions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Rolling Stones have just released a song for these coronavirus times. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the seventh consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio, the Stones, recording some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So
the song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Puerto Rico is still experiencing powerful aftershocks from an earthquake in January. The United States Geological Survey says today's magnitude 5.5 earthquake is an aftershock from January 6, 6.4 strong earthquake. There are no reports of any casualties, and crews are assessing the damage in the southern part of the island. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.